This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Before we start a show, a lot of times Adrian will say something to the effect of, let's go, or, you know, let's do this, or whatever.
Let's get it.
Yeah, and I always go, shut up. It's my favorite thing. The old movie Bull Durham with Kevin Costner. And he's a baseball player. He's like the greatest minor league baseball player ever. He's not good enough to play in the majors. He's like a minor league legend. And he's in Durham, North Carolina, and all the different things that happen there. And the bat boy always comes up and goes, or there's a great scene in the movie where the bat boy comes up and goes, and his name's Crash Davis. Bat boy comes up and goes, get a hit, Crash. And Costner turns around and goes, shut up. And and that has stuck with me for years. It's the funniest thing. I just find that to be the funniest thing. Because the kid's like, come on, man. You can do it. Get
so excited.
Big moment in the game. Get a hit, Crash. And he's just like, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to me. I'm sorry.
But I'm not going to shut up. But anyway, happy Monday, Tuesday.
Of course not. Please, why? And by the way, I don't want you to. It's all just jokes. It's all just jokes. It's not none of this serious. I'm carrying a weapon. listen, I'm a little salty today. Kelsey Plum's leaving. I'm not happy.
Oh, man.
I'm bummed out. My buddy's leaving.
Yeah, well, they tried to sneak it in during football. I was like, wait a minute, what? In the middle of football craziness. And then that happens. Crazy, man.
Chet, do you know about moves like that before it like hits public? Because you're so inside or no idea?
No, and I'm not that inside. That's the fun part. I'm not that inside. I talk to those people. I know those people. I'm not that inside. And in fact, I'm not that inside with Kelsey. We had a thing that we would do before every game. Like we met at a specific time. She would come out 10 minutes before doors opened every game at Michelob Ultra Arena. And God help all of us if I wasn't there at the appointed time. We were there to meet at mm-hmm. that time. That's what we did. We hugged. We greeted each other. We would say hello. She would go about her business. I would go about mine. I emceed when she got married to Darren Waller. I emceed that. But beyond that, I don't think she's ever returned a text. You know, and I've only texted like five, maybe a handful of times. And trust me, I'm not the greatest at returning texts either. So I don't sweat it. But, because I'll throw something out there every once in a while and just, But so we're not that tight. It's not like we talk every day. But yeah, but that's my buddy. And really, she's the one player on the Aces that I would say I was friends with. Alicia Clark, maybe a little. But, in Asia to a point, but Asia's busy. Asia's got a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But by and large, I don't talk. They know me and I know them. We just kind of nod. We nod. Toy Drive is the great equalizer.
Yeah.
Toy Drive with the Aces. They go, oh, that's our dude. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. He's not so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great having him this year. I was bummed about seeing that, though. It was, wasn't she like the first person to get picked?
Yeah.
First player in franchise history. And she's also probably the cigar smoke at the parade is probably the most iconic Las Vegas sports photo that we've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, honestly.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't see LA. One thing I'll tell you, I didn't see LA. I thought she might be going. I was pretty sure she was going. She's free agent this year, all that kind of stuff. And you could just kind of, I don't know, you sense a vibe every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But I thought she was going to Golden State. I didn't think it was LA. The only thing, and I was like, well, maybe she might not be very happy about this. She had to sign off on it, right? Because it was a sign and trade. So mm-hmm. she still had to sign the contract, which then would let the trade happen. So yeah, I don't know. It's funky. And she said she wants to stay in LA. I'll tell you what, if they can turn that team around, LA sucks.
Yeah.
They're brutal. If she can turn that team around, that will turn in to me, that would turn into big money for her. Sure. I think that's what that play is.
Especially outside the court with all the branding deals.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Star. Mm-hmm. She'd be a star. She'd be like star.
Good for her.
If you watch the local news at all, there might be rain. There's like snow in the hills all around us. There's snow. Will we get anything? Probably not, but we'll know in the next hour or two. But everybody's so excited. Just if it does start to rain, we don't need to tell you, but I'm going to anyway. It's just super slick. And we're going to make sure that Michaela has a ride home. So she won't be on the roads terrorizing anybody.
Amen, sister. I'm over here panicking. I'm like, please don't rain. Please don't rain. Please don't rain.
Are you really? Are you really?
Yeah. Well, I don't love driving in the rain. We know that. Like, I'm not a fan. I love to sit in the rain inside of my home. So cozy. Driving in it. Count me out, babe. I'd rather just call an Uber. Everyone's safer this way.
Do you want to just like, do you want me to lead you home? You could follow me so it's safe.
A little bit. Yes, I do.
We'll go super slow.
I'd actually like if I could just get in your passenger seat and you could drive me home. We'll leave my car.
We'll tow your car.
Yeah.
We'll drag your car because I want your car to be able to get home.
No, that's a great idea. Yes, yes. Just tow it behind us. I'll get home safely. Yeah, I love that idea.
Wasn't there somebody that tried to do that for drunk people that they would show up and take your car home?
Oh yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah, it didn't really get off the ground.
Should have. Kind of a good idea.
Maybe. I don't know. It sounds like a lot of work. My guess is it was expensive.
Yeah,
probably. All right. So anyway, we got that going for us. And it's Royal Rumble week. So Adrian, short week for Adrian. He's going to go off and do wrestling stuff later. Where's Royal Rumble this year?
Colt Stadium, Indianapolis. Already 65,000 tickets sold. Craziness,
wow.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, in the cold. I had to buy a jacket this weekend because I threw all that stuff out because I never thought I'd need to be in that type of temperature. But we'll survive.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, good. Well, happy Monday, everybody. Thank you for starting it with the Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, by the way, Katy Perry has announced the Lifetimes tour. Tickets go on sale. The general, there's pre-sales and blah, blah, blah. All of that this week. Tickets go on sale for everybody Friday morning at 10 a.m. But we have Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets. Not now. This is what they call a tease. But we'll do them for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown at like 7:10, and then Relationship Rehab at 8 this morning. Just want to give you the heads up. 702-364-9898. I had a request for Chet Buchanan Show shirts again. So I told him, 6:20 Monday morning, let's go. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? And it's just that simple. But be specific, because the whole, and by the way, sometimes it can still be fairly general, yet quite specific. Mm-hmm. Case in point, Michaela Gordon, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, man. Well, you know that my stepmom was in the hospital. We were dealing with a big family crisis. But thankfully, she came home on Friday and got to be comfortable. Everyone was good. So this weekend, I finally relaxed. I feel like during like crisis mode, I'm the queen of staying calm, getting everything done. You can count on me. Yep. But once everything is in the clear, which it is, I just had to rest
the whole weekend.
Totally. I feel like the stress comes out afterwards and I just rested a good rest, a grateful rest, but a rest nonetheless, because my family is healthy. Thank you, God. And also thank you to all of our listeners. I know that there was a couple DMs. You guys were so great. And thanks for sharing your stories with me too. And you, Chet, you brought a lot of comfort to my stepmom with your story about your heart. So it was a good, restful weekend.
Yeah. I've navigated the path. So it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear awesome. You there. My wife and I have been apart for a week. So she finally came back yesterday. Yay! Yeah. So we're finally together again. And I had this where it was literally we got home from the airport and that was it.
Totally.
We got pizza. We were watching Bills, Bills Chiefs. And I just gone. I couldn't keep my eyes open. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sorry. I'm like, she goes, no, I get it. I feel the same way. So I get your story. 702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Hit us up right now.
Read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house. I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all. Yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm short. Now I'm positive. I should go and warn her. Ooh, bet you think that she is so cool. Kicking back on your couch, making eyes from across the room. Get you off, taking down her hair like, oh my god, taking off your shirt, I did that once, or twice, I know, god. But I think I like her, she's so fun, wait, I think I hate her, I'm not that evolved, I'm sorry, she's missing it, sad, sad boy, not my business, but I had to warn ya.
She's
first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Should I tell
it? Okay, I'm going to start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, I know you guys can all hear us. I know that. I know, because I turned the mics on. I know. It was kids' day at the side hustle for the hockey team that... And this kid was amazing. He's 10 years old. He was awesome. He was so good. He was junior PA announcer. He was fantastic. Greatest ever. Every dude, women never make this joke. Dudes make this joke because they're dumb. We are dumb. Men do dumb stuff. I hate the narrative of guys are stupid, but every once in a while, we're the ones that do the dumb stuff. So, you know, every other guy that I know was like, hey, you better watch out for your job.
You better
this kid's really great. You better watch out for your job. It's like, shut up. He's 10. Knock it off.
He's got to go to school.
He's saying what I tell him to say. Well, somebody tells you what to say. I go, okay, listen, let's not.
Enough.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, sir. Then, literally about halfway through the second period, kids started getting attitude with me.
Stop.
Like, hey, buddy. I was like, hey, buddy. You put your head to, and he's slamming. It was so funny. And I, this is mostly my fault. Up by where the public address area is, we have snacks. It's awesome. It's like candy. It's rows of candy. I'm told we have the best snacks in the NHL. I'm told. Don't at me on that. I'm just saying.
I love that for you.
Rows of candy, hot food between periods. I mean, it's quite the thing.
Oh yeah, living the life.
From what I'm told, this kid, and he goes, "Can I have this?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And literally, he like I've never seen somebody put so much candy in one of the little containers, and it was great. And I'm thinking, well, he's not my kid. He was fine.
Yeah, who cares?
One time, great. I don't know. Probably should have checked to see if he was diabetic or whatever. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I don't know whether it was the sugar, because they say that that's just an old wives' tale. The sugar doesn't really make them nuts. Mm-mm. It says that's just your, yeah, but I don't know. Because here's all I can tell you is kid ate candy. Then it was like, hey, buddy. You want to put your headphones on? It's time to do the thing. Hey man, put your headphones on. And he's like, no, no, I'm not eating candy. Like literally told me to not bother him. He told me, no, I got this. Don't worry about it. And literally he missed one of his opportunities because he was cramming peach rings down his neck and didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, kids are like that. Once you give them a certain amount of sugar, it's like adults with alcohol. Once it's a little too much, it's over. Just go home, buddy.
Why are you looking at me when you say that? Come on. No. Okay. No. Well, you're not. Sadly, you're not wrong. No, but it was great. This kid, by and large, was awesome. But the second half of the game, I was like, I'm dealing with a 10-year-old diva. This kid, and it was funny. It was funny because at the beginning of the game, at the beginning of the day, I was just over, like with his mom, I was like, he's such a great kid. Wow. Good for you. You've done a really great job. And she was kind of looking at me like, well, just wait. And you could tell she would catch herself and she would go, no, he really is a great kid. And then at the end, we just kind of looked at each other like, She looked at me like it happened, didn't it? And I was like, oh, he's such a great kid.
Get out. Right.
Is Jeff, who's on the phone?
We got Jeff Morgan from Centennial Hills.
Jeff Morgan returns to us. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
It's good to talk to you, man. It's been a minute. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, the story starts last summer. We had a 30-year-old air conditioner, and last summer it just went out. So we have a home warranty, and we waited 3 months for a part. So we were all living in one bedroom, wife and two kids on the bed. Me and my son were sleeping on a mattress on the floor for 3 months. And then come October, there was a contest. Like, hey, enter in this contest from Bumblebreeze and try to win a new HVAC system. In October, I thought, you know what? Can't hurt. So entered in the contest. And this weekend on Friday, they knocked on my door and said, congratulations, you have a new $12,000 HVAC system.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool, dude.
I got to be honest. If I'd have known your story was that good, I would have come to you a lot sooner. I really would have. That's really good. That's really great.
Very specific.
No, it's really, really great. Okay, so when do they put it in?
This Friday or last Friday.
Right. And that's, you know, that's the part about the home warranty, too, that nobody. Oh, well, I've got the home warranty, so I'm covered. Yeah, it's going to take you 6 months.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take forever for the home warranty to kick in. And these guys are like, you just want a new system. We'll be here in a week.
It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So good.
So I'm on cloud nine, especially.
Yeah, man.
You're sending your kids back to their bedrooms. You're like, goodbye. Thank you, guys.
No, yeah. Yeah.
So the next time he calls, it'll be because they're having another kid. You know what I'm saying?
Las Vegas. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Michaela, let me try and get you out of the Monday blahs. It's good feeling story. She loves it when I do this. Good feeling stories of the day.
Beautiful.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring Store. Remember I told you about the guy who made the t-shirts in Florida? I survived the Florida blizzard of 2025.
Yeah.
I told you he was making big dough.
Yep.
All for charity.
Oh my God, I love it even more.
I literally have chills. They're $33. All the proceeds go to fight homelessness, and they're making a coffee mug. I survived the Florida blizzard of 2025.
First of all, that's still my sense of humor. I think it's hysterical. It was already so funny. But then to know it's going to such a good cause, MVP that guy.
Yeah. Speaking of cold weather, a teacher from England ran a marathon in Norway dressed as a polar bear. Why is this funny to me? And in my brain, it's like those inflatable dinosaur suits.
So
it's like, you know what I mean? There's just a lot of movement there with the whole thing. I'm sure it's not like that, but in my brain it is. Mm-hmm. How also, whilst dressed as a polar bear, she broke the record for the, this is so dumb, for the fastest ice marathon dressed as a mammal.
Oh.
Because that needed its own category.
Yeah. Okay. I'm playing it in my mind right now, and I could see why that would be important.
And she raised $25,000 for cancer research. And since she lost her dad to cancer in 1999, she has raised over $2 million.
Amazing. Cancer research. Angel.
She's good. I'm stopping right there. That's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Bye, Kelsey Plum. Bye, buddy.
Bye, girl.
It really breaks my heart. The more we talk about it, the more it hurts my heart.
Yeah, I know. I was feeling it too, and I saw it yesterday. And I'm not like that invested, but she was so great. And to go to LA. Ooh.
Shout out to everybody that texted me yesterday. I also have ESPN on my phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things where you get, and I'm sure it happens to all of us at one point or another, that there's something that people know that you know and that you're into. And they sent, like, I literally had 50 texts yesterday. Go to Plum traded. Yes.
But dude, it happened during the football game, during the second half when the Bills and Chiefs are going crazy. In fact, when I saw it on Twitter, I needed to make sure that this was an actual ESPN and not a parody account, because I'm like, what? You just can't drop this on a Sunday night.
Yeah, that's trying to give it
like, that's a franchise player we just lost. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
And for Seattle, too. Now, that being said, Jewel Lloyd is part of that. Jewel Lloyd's what, seven-time All-Star, six-time All-Star?
Six-time All-Star, one of the best players in the league, man.
And you shoot the lights out. And I was like, how old is Jewel? Jewel's just 2 years older than Kelsey, so she's got plenty of tread on the tires. There's a lot left there. You'll like her. Like her, Michaela.
How old's Kelsey Plum? In her 20s or 30s?
I don't know. What?
Well, why is it funny?
I'm sorry. The plume pronunciation.
I was trying to let it go.
Anytime I do something, you guys are like, what? What? What?
Michaela's a big fan.
I know. I want to be. Listen, I am a big fan, but I don't watch it religiously. I was watching the Eagles win yesterday. That was where my priorities were.
Kelsey's jersey is going to be in the Raptors for the Aces. And also, I'll say this again, her cigar photo blowing the smoke at the parade is the most iconic Yes, at the first parade, because we've had multiple, baby. That photo will be the most iconic sports photo in Las Vegas sports history.
Whoa.
It will be.
Whoa.
It's more iconic than the Golden Knights holding the trophy, any of the boxing and UFC events that this city's hosted. That is the GOAT when it comes to Las Vegas sports.
Mark that down.
I know.
That's a pronunciation right there. Whoa. Kids, I don't know that you're wrong. I'm not sure that you're really wrong, because then the question, here's how I always answer that question, is with another question. Okay, then tell me what's the better photo. Tell me what's better.
Well, yeah.
And you're right. Is there a singular, hold up. The photo of the players up against the boards, the Golden Knights players when they won the cup, and it's in the shape of a heart. That's tough.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. True.
It's tough to beat. And I'm not trying to argue with you either. I'm just saying that is another candidate that I might, and I'm not sure how I feel about it, but you're right. Kelsey with a cigar. Iconic.
Yeah.
Regardless, it doesn't have to be the most iconic. It is iconic, period.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, does Kelsey go to the rafters?
So first player drafted as a franchise with the Aces.
I hear you. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good
story. Two-time champion, all-star MVP. I'll bring up the accolades just off the top of my head.
That's fine. I'd just like to know what that relation was on the way out the door. That's all I'm saying about that. By the way, if you're asking the question, is it going to rain or not? I'm going to say probably not.
Yeah.
it's going to be all around us. Now, that doesn't mean everybody. There, you might get a sprinkle here or there. But I don't know. It's just
not promising.
Like everybody, it's like it always happens. We get all excited. It's going to rain. Oh my God. Winter storm warning or whatever the hell it was going into the weekend.
Let's get cozy.
And then it just doesn't make it. It doesn't make it into the valley. And then, we really need the rain. Well, yeah, we're in the desert. It's probably.
Yeah, hello. Can I tell you though, LA got a lot of rain yesterday. It was very exciting. It was awesome.
But again, scary because of all the fires and whatnot. Now you got landslide issues.
Oh God!
It's like, as if there's not been enough. You know,
I didn't think about that.
Look, even the people that, and by the way, you guys should also experience bad things happening for you if you think this way, wishing harm on other people. Well, LA deserves it because of the way that, you know, that they go about their lives. Those people that's God punishing or whoever, you know, is punishing them. Even you, if you're one of those people, you got to be going, okay, it's enough. They've had it.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks.
It's fine. Well, yeah, and they had floods and landslides last year and all that.
Yeah, it's been nuts.
Literally, the old California is going to fall into the ocean thing. It wouldn't shock me at this point.
I know, dude. I know.
Oof. But anyway, so we just here. Cloudy. It's probably colder than it needs to be. I've had enough of winter already.
Same. Someone said, if you can just persevere in 39 days, the sun will set at 7 p.m. And I was like, 39 days.
And listen, we'll be complaining soon enough about, guys, it got hot real quick, didn't it?
Yeah, sure.
No. It's too soon. Too soon.
Why is it so hot?
Every year. It's too early for this. I don't know, man.
So true.
It's great. All right. Jackie O'Brien of Silverado Ranch, our brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. How was your weekend, champ? Oh, that's good. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Well, you did all day yesterday. What did you do on Saturday?
Cooked for Sunday.
Oh, nice.
I made a spaghetti sauce and then I made a lasagna.
Why? Well, yeah. With a name like O'Brien, that makes a lot of sense. You know, the recipe from the old country. That's right. No, good for you. That's a lot of work.
Yeah,
I'm sure everyone was appreciative. Who, Adrian, who's our challenger?
We got Roxanne Aronson representing Mountain's Edge.
Oh, my goodness. Mountain's Edge. I was just looking at Mountain's Edge. Yeah, they have one win. Mountain's Edge has one win. Time to maybe change that, huh?
We're going to try.
Okay.
Let's go.
I believe you. You'll put forth a good effort. First one to three wins the whole thing. Make sure you buzz in with your name, but do not answer until we call your name, because it's highly possible that you'll think you got in first, but you may not have. So just make sure. And then if neither of you can answer the question, then I get a chance to steal. And if I get three, nobody gets nothing. And we just give out your Katy Perry tickets, win them before you can buy them. We just give them out to the masses. Your quiz master today is the one, the only, Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
A book about all the murals dedicated to this NBA player and his daughter are in the works as yesterday marked the fifth anniversary.
Roxanne would like to answer first, please.
Is it Kobe?
Is it Kobe Bryant? Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yesterday was the fifth anniversary of their passing.
Ugh.
And devastating. If I couldn't believe it's been 5 years.
I can't either. And in some ways, it seems like 50.
1,000%.
You know, and in some ways, it seemed like 50. Yep. Good for you, Roxanne, because ordinarily, those are the ones that I would get. I had no clue until you said it. The challenger is up one zip.
All right, easy. Which two teams are headed to the 2025 Super Bowl?
Roxanne got in first.
No, she did not.
Jackie, it wasn't even close. Stop complaining. I'm sorry, Roxanne. What was your answer?
The Chiefs and the Eagles.
The Chiefs and the Eagles.
Let's go.
Jackie, just there. Listen,
this is heated. I like it.
Yeah. Listen.
All right, this singer.
Challenger 2, champion nothing. Sorry. Go ahead, Michaela.
That's okay. This singer with hits like Good Luck, Babe and Pink Pony Club will officially be performing at the Grammys this year. What's her name?
2-1. That's Chapel Roan.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Roxanne 2, Jackie 0. What did you want to complain about that too, Jackie?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, it's okay. It's kind of fun when you do. All right. Challenger 2, Champion 0. I've got 1.
This comic turned late night talk show host who has a comedy club named after him at The Link is being honored by legends like Billy Joel for all of his work over the years.
Jackie. Can I just say Jimmy?
Nope.
Jimmy Fallon.
Incorrect. Roxanne, would you like to steal? For the win.
I'm going to try. This is a total guess, but Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel is correct, and we have a brand new champion. Wow.
Okay, Roxanne. Jackie.
Woo! I know. It was a bitty.
It's okay. You rocked. You rocked last week.
It was a short rain, but it was memorable.
Yes, it was. All right. Okay.
We're on it at 10.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know what? There's nothing that says you can't call and try again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
True enough.
It may happen one day. Jackie, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
Roxanne, what was your last name?
Aronson.
Roxanne Aronson from Mountain's Edge. Mountain's Edge with their second win overall. Congratulations. And you've got Katy Perry. Win them before you can buy them tickets. And we'll see you back here tomorrow as you defend your brand new title as the champion of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
We just had the sweetest of moments. We really did. While Die With A Smile, and so there was 4 minutes of Die With A Smile that we just literally had the sweetest of moments. I made Michaela cry. That's not the important part. not in the way that you think.
No, but my body just, way.
And Michaela and I, it's really funny that we have learned very quickly over the last year that we're the same person. In a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going through right now with your dad and your stepmom and all of that, I've gone through I've gone through like three different, first with my mom, then with my dad and his wife, mm-hmm. and then with Amy's dad, with my wife's dad, with my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. So I see this and I feel this. And so Michaela, we talked about how she'd gone through a lot last week. And finally this weekend.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get going again on Monday. And Michaela was saying, I'm really trying to bring you the energy, bro. And I'm like, you are perfect in every way. Don't worry about it. To which then another level of the letting go.
Just started to cry.
Yeah. Which then kind of made me well up a little bit. Adrian, in the meantime, is taking care of our new Michaela's Hometown Throwdown champion, Roxanne Aronson, and comes back and he's like,
What's happening?
It's 3 minutes. Why?
It was 3 minutes. World?
Yeah, it's just tough. And we don't always want to admit that these things are hard, but they're hard. And I didn't realize, on top of all of the part of the big thing, was you realized, and there's always somebody that ends up having to be this person, you're the one that's going to be responsible when everybody else gets old.
Yeah. You know, listen, I don't usually like to be this vulnerable, but I appreciate you opening that door, because the truth is, yeah, I feel like I'm like not bringing the energy today, but I feel like I'm still decompressing from, it was a lot, you know, it is a lot. Seeing your parents, everyone is okay now. So maybe that's what's bringing the like relief.
1,000,000%.
And it makes you a little bit weepy too, because I had a lot of realizations, one of which is, you know, like I got to be the grown up. I got to like, I'll probably be the one that my dad calls a lot. So, but my dad, my God, my dad called me. He said, your brother hasn't been calling me. And I was like,
because that's what I said. Michaela said, I realized I'm going to have to be the one to take over here. And I went, what about your brother? Your brother, the cop, Sammy, who I love so much. He doesn't call me either. And he knows how much I love him.
He loves you so much.
Oh, my God. Since American Idol, I've loved that kid.
And
he was a kid. He was 12. Wasn't he 12? Yes. Isn't he 4 years behind you?
Yep, exactly.
So I'm like, what about Sammy? Michaela's, and then that's when you said, he hasn't even called.
No, he hasn't called. And he's my dad's only son, so it's kind of a big deal. And so I called my brother, and I didn't want to yell at him. No one needs that. But I was like, hey, like, dad's pretty upset you haven't called him. He said, Meek, I have called dad. He sent me the missed call log. And I'm like, well, maybe my dad was in the hospital. There was no service. No. I'm like trying to stay calm. So I called my dad. I said, I don't know. Sam said that he's been calling you. My dad's like, no, he hasn't. I haven't gotten any missed calls on my phone. Sent me his call log. There are no missed calls on his phone. So I'm like, what is going on with the two of them? About 2 hours later, I swear to God, Chet, I swear to God, my dad texts me. Oh, no big deal. He's been calling me. He was just calling the landline. I said, well, first of all, I didn't even know you had a landline. First of all, like, who has a land? Secondly, okay, good. So he has been calling. He said, yeah, oh, yeah, false alarm. No, your brother's been calling me. I just, I missed it. I was like, do I need any of this extra stress? I swear to God, stop calling me. For
the fact
days.
That you still had, that you still have a landline and he's calling it.
I said, like, Sam, who are you calling? He goes, oh, I must have switched to that as the default in my phone. I'm like, are you guys both okay? Are you both okay?
They're not.
Stop calling me for 2 days, period.
Here's what sucks. Now we've realized. Yeah, here's what we've realized now. That you're going to not only have to take care of your dad, you're probably going to have to take care of your younger brother, too.
Because
what a mess. It's a
show. The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
That's great. Tickets for the Vegas Thrill. Are you singing the anthem or something? On Sunday?
I sure am. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's the KLUC takeover, so the Chet Buchanan Show will be there, and I'll be singing the anthem.
Chet Buchanan Show takeover. And by Chet Buchanan Show, she means her. So, because Adrian's going to be a Royal Rumble in Indianapolis, and I don't know why I'm not going to be there, but I'm not. So,
yeah, but I'm representing for you boys. Don't worry.
No, beauty. It's great. So if you want to go see Michaela, and by the way, do you really want to see me or Adrian? Probably not. So if you want to go, and if you want to go see the Vegas Thrill, I believe it's 4 tickets, is it not?
Yeah.
Allow me to check my sheet. Yes, 4 tickets to the Vegas Thrill versus the Atlanta Vibe, at least Family Forum on Sunday, February 2nd, National Anthem, performed by Michaela Gordon. Your shot at those tickets with a 177-second survey coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
177-second survey. Who's up?
We got Sonny Williams from Old Vegas.
Yeah, we do. What's Old Vegas?
It's all the way over, like, in the corner of Henderson.
Old Vegas is in Henderson.
Yeah.
What?
I know. Hold it's funny, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so is that really what they call it?
Yeah, like my area. It's called Old Vegas, but it's in Henderson. I know. It doesn't make sense, does it?
So where's that? What are the cross streets?
Yeah, what are the cross streets? My mind is blown.
Mm-hmm.
It's over off of, like, 95. Well, it's not called 95 anymore. 95 right. In, like, Wagon Wheel area.
No, by the way, you live here. We live here. We all know that's the 95. They can call it whatever they want. You're going to call it forever. They were like, no, that's a 515. Somebody said that to me before. You're wrong. That's the 515. I go, welcome, newcomer. That's always that road from Boulder City all the way out by to Indian Springs. That's the 95. And then and beyond. That's the 95.
Yeah.
We all know. Okay, now that we've got that settled, I feel like we've accomplished something today.
Yeah, man. Good.
I really do. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
What was the best part? Sleeping in.
I'll give you that.
Honestly, we hear that deeply.
That's a fair one. And well, I think we've all felt that. I saw on social the other day, I saw a meme. Feels like this is January 74th.
I saw. It does.
I know some people feel that way.
I do.
The average person has not changed their pizza order in over 2 years. 14% of people have been eating the same pizza for 5 years or longer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that right now, Sonny Williams of Old Vegas in Henderson?
I'm not a big pizza person. So if I eat pizza, it has to be the one I like.
Well, so I guess it makes sense. You don't eat pizza that often, so yeah, you do. You do keep the same order, Michaela.
It's been the same order for like 10 years. It's gluten-free crust with pepperoni and jalapenos.
Is there only one place you order from? Let's give him a shout out. Who is it? What's the one place you order that from?
Domino's.
And do you get pizza from anywhere? Don't laugh at that. I love Domino's, Adrian.
Yeah,
I love their sauce.
No,
you teed it up. You teed it up like it was a local spot, like it was going to be like some in the arts district. And she's like, no, just Domino's.
I
didn't feel that. And I didn't see that coming. But okay. Yeah. I thought you were pizza shaming her, and I was like, wow.
I was also expecting some pizza boutique that Michaela goes to after she works out.
If it's Rosati's, I get the same thing all the time. Extra large monster because I like having extra because I love cold pizza.
Same.
Other places I will rotate. Except, no, Domino's. Domino's, I want extravaganza or spicy Hawaiian and sometimes both. Or fiery Hawaiian or whatever they call that.
But do you do pan or the regular crust?
No, as thin as you'll give me.
Same.
Really?
I do the thin crust
guy.
Yeah, agreed.
Adrian, do you switch it up or do you order the same thing?
Sometimes I'll do pan, sometimes I'll do stuffed crust. You know what I mean? It depends. The only thing that's for certain is there'll always be extra cheese.
Oh my God, did we really get to the third thing?
How excited are you?
Oh my God. This woman in Chicago thinks mattresses are overrated. She slept on a dog bed for years and loved it. She only switched to a mattress because no one would date her.
Mama.
So here's the thing. Can I tell you the truth? For the better part of when I first moved out, and I moved out when I was like 17, I moved to Portland for my first full-time radio gig.
Mm-hmm.
I got my grandpa's recliner, and I would fall asleep in front of the TV almost every night, to the point of where I just kind of stopped trying to fight it. And I would just have a blanket nearby. Mm-hmm. And that's where I slept, in that recliner, until it finally broke.
That's so funny. I have the same story. I love a recliner sleep. I love it.
Are beds overrated? Sonny Williams from Old Vegas in Henderson.
No way. I love my bed. My bed's like my sanctuary. I cannot wait. I count down the hours till I'm like, okay, it's time to go to bed. It's time to get in.
Now. Yeah. Now.
Yeah, now.
Absolutely. Absolutely now. Was there ever a time when you slept elsewhere?
I tried sleeping on the couch, you know, sometimes because I have an upstairs downstairs. So sometimes I'm too lazy and I'm like, I'm just going to stay down here. Sure. And my neck hurts so bad.
Yep.
First
actual place that I ever owned. Same thing. I had upstairs, downstairs, and I was too lazy to go upstairs. Yeah. And I slept on the couch for a long time.
Yeah.
It was just my thing.
It happened.
Yeah. When Lisa and I were waiting for my partner and I were waiting for our new bed to come, we slept on the couch for like a week and a half. Awful. Awful. I could never say again how important it is to have a cozy bed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't realize it either until you do get like your own personal comfy bed. You have it all set up. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, wow, what was I ever doing?
Sonny, we'll see you on Sunday at Lee's Family Forum. You've got 4 tickets for the Vegas Thrill and the Atlanta Vibe. And when I say we, I mean Michaela. So we'll see. So have an amazing day. We really enjoyed hanging out with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And honestly, we learned something today. Old Vegas is in Henderson. Wrap your head around that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I had to turn the mic back on. Sorry. Relationship rehab is coming up next. Some would call it cheating. Is it? I hear you. No, there will be plenty that will call it cheating.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to understand dudes.
Oh.
But I don't know if I, and sometimes he needs to just shut up. You know, honestly, I don't know. Makeup. We'll do relationship. We'll let you decide. Relationship. I could sit here and argue with myself all day.
Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I've been stewing about this relationship rehab all weekend. I've been stewing about it all weekend.
Yeah, let me.
I know what's coming. My husband has been getting, Angelica in Spring Valley wrote us the email.
Okay.
My husband's been getting his hair cut a lot more frequently lately.
Oh.
At first I went, he's cheating, screwing around.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up.
Okay.
He says he had never been a regular haircut guy. He would just go in whenever he felt the need. But now it's like every 2 weeks, like clockwork.
Okay.
Every other Thursday, whether he needs it or not.
Yeah.
When I confronted him about it, says Angelica, turns out that his new stylist is a bit busty and hot.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's harmless and it's no big deal. And by the way, if he's telling you, Can confirm if he's telling you straight out and not fidgeting, not fussing, whatever. If he comes right out and he goes, well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Then okay. Then he truly, I would tell you as a dude, he believes this, that it's harmless and no big deal. Angelica, this is where I think this gets dicey. Angelica says, I'm not so sure how I feel about it. I know he's just looking, and he looks great by getting his hair cut more regularly, so I guess everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
In reading this, I went, Angelica, you're so right. Until she said, this still feels a bit off.
Oh God.
And so then I'll swing around and I realize I'm revealing my position early because I'm just kind of talking through it.
Sure.
But so he doesn't think it's a big deal. And I believe him when he says it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But if Angelica feels it's a bit off, does that not make it a big deal? And she's asking for...
Hey!
A P1's court.
Let's do
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah. 702-364-9898. Angelica's husband is getting his hair cut a little more frequently. 2 weeks, every other Thursday at 3:30 on the dot, or whatever it is. But he looks great because he's getting his hair cut.
Yeah, and I'm sure he does.
But it turns out the new stylist is blessed and hot. And he freely admits that's why he's going in there.
He's admitting it.
That's what's wild about it. So, let me go back to my original tease. Some will call that cheating. Is it? Or is it harmless? Or should Angelica be worried? Because things seem a bit off. This seems a bit off to Angelica. I'm telling you, this is one of those where I've been stewing about it all weekend.
Yeah, is it women's intuition? Is that what it is?
But is it? Well, there's more that I can add, but we want to hear from you first. We'd rather hear from you. 702-364-9898. We can also sweeten this with two tickets to Katy Perry, the Lifetimes tour, Saturday, May 17th, T-Mobile Arena, courtesy of Live Nation. You're like, I didn't know about Katy Perry. That's right. You didn't, because they announced it at 5:00 this morning. Why 5 a.m.? I have no idea. But it was 5:00 this morning that the announcement was made, and tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. for everybody else. You don't care about that because you can have yours for free right now. If you're caller number 25, I almost said 75, but I meant to say 702. It's caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. Call now.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Wait, first, what were you going to ask me that had nothing to do with relationship rehab?
Nothing to do. I was wondering if you're going to watch the Super Bowl because you'll be in Hawaii with Amy.
Yeah. No, in fact, we're very excited about that.
I love that.
No, we were very excited about it because we're going to see one of my longtime friends. And no, it'll be great. It'll be a great way to start. We actually land at like 10:30 or 11 in the morning, and then Hawaii time, it'll be on at like 1. 1:30.
So great. Oh, that's
that'll
so
be the first
fun.
The first thing we'll do. No, it'll be great. And I'm kind of cool with whoever wins. Your dad and one of my absolute best friends are my buddy Dan actually has Eagles tattoos from the from the Super Bowl they won a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's wound up, so I'd be happy for him. I'm not a Chiefs hater like other people.
Sure.
I think it's pretty cool that they've been able to do what they've done, and the idea that they are going to potentially make history by winning three straight is kind of a cool thing. By the same token, I love the idea that they really are the most hated rival going back to forever of the Raiders. And so there's a part of it that, like, yeah, screw those guys.
Yeah. But
yeah. I got no real skin in the game at this point.
Sure.
You know, sure. This is like when we were talking about Golden Knights and Sharks, like the Chiefs can't hate us that much right now because we're not good. We're not. It's all going to change. It hopefully changes with the new GM and then Pete Carroll as the coach. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. I think it'll be great. If nothing else, Pete will change that culture, which I didn't get the impression that the culture was that bad under Antonio.
I kind of didn't either. I mean, listen, my dad's from Philadelphia, so I'm obviously a big Eagles girl because we didn't have a team in Vegas forever. So now that we have Raiders, I'm obviously a Raiders fan. I'm definitely pulling for the Eagles, though. I've seen my dad cry maybe twice. One of those times was in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago when the Eagles won. Cried like a baby. And I was like, all right.
Oh, we got to get to relationship rehab. People are waiting on us.
You got it.
So, and the short version of a longer story, Angelica's husband is getting his hair cut a lot more than he used to. Every 2 weeks, like clockwork, apparently. Used to just go in whenever. I need a haircut, I'll go. Mm-hmm. Now he goes in. Apparently his new stylist is, and I will, what Angelica said, is a bit busty and hot. And the way that Angelica found this out is because she confronted her husband about going in and getting his hair cut more often, and he copped to it and he told her about it.
Yeah.
So she's not, Angelica's not sure how she feels about it because, I know he's just looking and he looks great getting his hair cut more regularly. She says, so I guess everybody wins. This still feels a little bit off. So Darian, what do you say?
I think it is cheating to a certain extent because he's making an effort and consciously going to this new girl. While he may look great, I just think looking is just one step in the wrong direction, and who knows if he goes out to drinks with her after or whatever it is. It's just setting yourself up for failure and leading into temptation. So, yeah, I think her women's intuition is correct.
Yeah.
And he was honest about it, though. Like, that's also a good first step, but at the same time, like, why do you have to be honest about something? Like, why? I don't understand why you're putting yourself in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to see Angelica's husband and his boobalicious stylist at the Katy Perry concert, let us know. Okay,
call us immediately.
Yeah, you have your tickets. Call us without it. I don't care what time it is. You call us.
Yeah,
you call
us. And take a video.
Okay, good. Enjoy your tickets. Enjoy your tickets before you could buy them. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right, have a great day. Oh, thanks. Aww. Thanks. It's a while. We got a while yet. But thank you. Tad, you say this is fishy as well.
It's just fishy because he wasn't getting his haircut so much, but now he's getting it every 2 weeks. And, you know, your hair doesn't grow that fast, in my opinion.
Okay, he's not wrong, but you get a trim in there. Adrian, I got to tell you, there's a bunch of names popping up on. Are there two Adrianas?
No, there's one. I'm sorry. So
Adriana's on here three times. Stephanie's on here twice. So it's Adriana then Stephanie.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Go to Adriana first.
Michaela, what about, okay, what about Tad's, what about Tad, what Tad's saying? Okay, who needs this?
I needed to put myself in this position because I was a little bit conflicted. First of all, Lisa does go, my fiance, every 2 weeks to the barber. Her hair grows every 2 weeks. It really does. She looks better when she goes every 2 weeks.
Is she busty?
It's a male. Thank you. That cuts her hair.
Is he busty?
He is, actually. He's very attractive. No.
Is he blessed?
He is. He's a lucky guy. Here's my only question. I was going to really fall into the trap of like, it's not a big deal, but I don't know how men are. Women, I have some of my most intimate conversations with my hairstylist. Mm-hmm. We're there. We're talking. I share a lot of secrets with my hairstylist, and hairstylists will tell you they keep a lot of secrets. They get to know their clientele.
Sure, sure.
So
in addition to the fact of the bustiness and the hotness, there's also this every 2 weeks.
There could be an emotional connection.
Heard ya. Let's go, Adriana. You don't like this at all, right?
Hello? Yes. No, yeah. For me, my husband goes the same as what the guy is saying. He goes very consistent. His barber is a female, but I think it's a matter of trust. And if you feel that that's how that guy is, then there's a problem there. But if you have that trust in your husband or your boyfriend, I don't think it should be an issue whether she's hot, whether she's not hot. It's just how other people think of it. They may have a little backstory to why she's thinking that he may be cheating or possibly thinking, but my husband gets his hair cut every 2 weeks. Hair doesn't grow fast, but it's a matter of they want to look good, just like us females.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different perspectives. Everybody has a different perspective. I don't think it's cheating. I just think it's more of if they have a relationship where they've had issues, and she's going to automatically assume there's some kind of competition. But if it's not been that, she shouldn't worry about it. Every relationship is different. So there's a lot to it than just, I think she's thinking. There's a reason why she's thinking the way she's thinking.
Yeah. If she says this feels off, and that's true. If this feels off, then it might be off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stephanie, you're back on the, so I had just fallen into, like Michaela said, I had gotten reeled over to the side of, I started out saying this isn't a big deal. Then I'm into the, it's a big deal. Then I'm kind of into the big deal. Stephanie, you say it's a big deal.
I think it's 100% fishy. I think you should be looking at his wifey's boobies, not the hairdresser. Mm-hmm. If I were the wife, I'd be sending the one of my friends in there to investigate this.
Oh,
well, and that's
not bad. Wife.
To your point, the way that you're positioned when you're getting your haircut, you're kind of eye level to the chest. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, you are. You are at 5 foot nothing.
No. So,
sometimes. No. Sometimes. Sometimes things end up. Yeah.
Risking your ear, like
ear.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Okay, so Stephanie, how do we feel about strip clubs? That question just came up. So are strip clubs off limits for you?
So I think it depends on the circumstance. Like, if your friend is getting married or something, and it's like a one-time thing. But if you're going with your friends as a married man, just on
every 2 weeks after you get your hair cut. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Right after you get your hair cut. I got to go.
Feeling is right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you probably shouldn't be going to Spring Mountain right after you get your hair cut. That joke didn't land. Okay, fine. It's good. For some it did. For some it did. Others not so much. Okay. Adrian, I would love, we're just short on time. I believe your position was well summed up by I think we know where you're at on this. Michaela, final thoughts?
Yeah, it's fishy. If she doesn't feel good with it, just go get your haircut from someone else.
Yeah, and he admitted it. He admitted it, which I appreciate, but I don't think that helped.
Yeah, and also, all of a sudden, you have a deep interest in every 2 weeks in your haircut. I appreciate that. Right. I get it. But then you can have that same appreciation somewhere else.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, then go to a... Yeah, that's your reason for going now. It's not to get your... It's not to get your haircut.
Yeah.
Your reason for going is, yeah, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm totally against it.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So if you listened earlier, Michaela's dad's wife, her stepmom, has been in the hospital for a few days. Michaela's kind of had the Michaela came to the dramatic realization that she's going to kind of have to be the one to take care of stuff.
Sure.
When things go down. Now, she's got an older sister who's all in, but also realizes that Michaela is, if I dare say, you're the alpha in this thing.
Yeah, like I'll give you an example of my older sister. She was the head of the phone calls, and then she had to call everybody and let everyone know what was happening.
Because she's the oldest.
The problem is my sister, my oldest sister, is very, very dramatic. And so if she starts the story, by the time it gets down to my youngest sibling, my dad might as well be dead. Like it goes.
He's not even involved.
And he had nothing to do with this. It's not even him. So we've quickly decided she cannot be the top of the food chain phone calls.
Sure.
Because it just gets a little too stressful.
Yeah. And your younger brother's great, but he was at one point, Michaela's dad goes, he hasn't even called me. I'm very distraught. Yeah. And then
I called my brother. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I've been calling and here's the call log to prove call it." Log.
Yep.
So I said, "Well, what are you doing, Dad?" Only to get a call an hour later.
His call log empty.
Empty. So I'm very confused trying to figure it out. Only to find out my brother's been calling my dad's landline, which, by the way, didn't even know my dad had a landline. So it's been a disaster.
Why is Sammy still calling it? Yeah, I don't know. He's a cop. Either. Obviously not. I just went, well, he's obviously not a detective. You know what I mean? He's street cop, whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then who is this that lives with them?
So we have my youngest sibling. She's the daughter of my stepmom and my dad. She's the baby. She's 18. She went away for college, decided she wanted to come back and go to UNLV. So she's living in the house. So I said, I was texting my dad, "Hey, give me the grocery list so I can get your groceries."
She's 18. She can shop.
Yeah, but it's her mom and it's been very scary. Oh, so and I felt like, okay. Yeah, like she's got, it's a lot. Sure. And she is the baby and I don't mind. So she also has no money to grocery shop. So I'm like, I got everything. Don't worry about it. I'm trying to get the list from my father. Can't get the list. So I text her. "Can you please send me your grocery list so I can fulfill it?" So an hour goes by. She sends me the list. I get to the grocery store. I start looking at the list. Now I love Gen Z. I think they're so cool. I love 18-year-olds. I also think they're super cool. But this grocery list was wild. It started with, "Please, everything organic. Organic raspberries, organic strawberries, organic blueberries." I said, "Girl, where's the milk and eggs?"
Just list? Milk, okay. Eggs, what Cocoa Krispies. Stop it.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Organic. I'd like gluten-free cereal.
Granola. I'm like, what even is that?
What hard
Challenger you? School students become capable, confident thinkers.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, Mika.
Hey, yeah.
You know, They've had a rough go of it in Houston. We, you know, we made a big fuss here. It was, oh, there could be some weather this weekend. Oh, there might be, it might not be sunny and, you know, like a little bit cold and everything. We, you know, we were making a big deal. Sure. Houston's been going through it. They had, obviously, they had snow there, which they never get.
Yeah.
Now, police in Houston, Texas, have found that they have a unique problem with their evidence room. The drugs keep getting stolen from the evidence room. And they know who the culprit is.
Mm-hmm.
Rats.
No!
Who knew? Rats like drugs. And this might be my... So the mayor of Houston, they needed to make a statement. And the mayor had to make the statement. We have 400,000 pounds of marijuana in storage. 400,000.
Oh my God.
400,000 pounds. The rats are the only ones enjoying it, said the mayor.
Yeah, they got to stay warm, so they're going in the drug unit and doing some drugs.
They're trying to find another way to store evidence, but keeping the rats. Okay, this is the one thing I'll tell you about the farm is, yeah, the rats are crafty. And if they want it, man, keeping rodents out is tricky when they really want to get in. They're trying to figure it out and they can't. This is difficult getting these rodents out of there. I mean, think about it. They're drug addicted rats.
Yeah. Yeah. But the marijuana should slow them down. So maybe it'd be a little bit easier as opposed to like other... No, if you know what I'm saying.
just
fat little rats moving slow.
Hold up. Oh, you know, you
get them some cheese. They'll definitely eat it.
cheese, nothing. They're high. Put some Doritos and some pizza rolls outside.
You'll catch them in a heartbeat.
You don't need to. They'll just go where the Doritos and the pizza rolls are. Problem solved.
The Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, I thought we'd try something different, Michaela.
Let's do it, dude.
I thought maybe we should try to be helpful for once. Maybe, you know, maybe give some good advice that people can use.
Okay.
I thought this was interesting. There's a good chance you're already doing this if you're a parent. They went out and surveyed a bunch of kids between the ages of 6 to 12 and found that encouraging them to be creative can boost their self-esteem. This seems obvious to me, but it also seems like, you know what I mean? It seems like this is a forgotten thing. Let's shove them into sports. You had thoughts.
Yeah, it's funny that you said that because I don't want to sound too woo-woo. But when I started therapy, obviously you start therapy usually when you're like looking for tools and help through life, whatever. And the best advice my therapist gave me was, what'd you do when you were little that made you have fun? And I was like, I don't know, I like rode a bike, I drew, I painted. And she's like, go back to those things that you used to do when you were little. And I was like, no, lame, not doing it. Didn't do it for like 2 months, was such a brat. Then I started painting and just kind of doing like these little creative things that didn't cost anything. Uh-huh. And I tell you, even as my mid-30s, I felt like a confidence boost. I felt it. I felt so good. And so I could see how it'd be good for little kids. Totally.
Yeah. So art and music are yeah. great things. I want to go back to, you didn't want to sound too woo-woo. What was woo-woo? I don't know what woo-woo. Tell me.
Yeah, have you ever heard that term? Like no. Woo-woo, too spiritual, like crystal.
Oh, yeah. When you said woo-woo, I thought you meant fancy. And I'm like, what's wrong with what you just said? Woo-woo, like too, I gotcha.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Too hippy-dippy,
yeah,
too
like that
peace and love, and a peace sign.
You're like boring.
Gotcha.
I liked it.
By the way, talk about a self-esteem boost. 9 out of 10 kids felt more confident after completing a creative task. So if you can push them past the finish line and all that too. And this is where y'all come in. Over half said that they would love to spend more time doing creative stuff with their parents. Oh. Now, you know it and I know it. We all know it. that chances are strong that they're going to put up some resistance initially. You just got to kind of get them over that initial hump and then get them to the end and it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So yeah. So doing stuff. And we all know doing stuff with your kids is even better.
Yeah.
What do I know about it? I don't got no kids, but I love telling other people how to raise theirs. That's awesome.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Michaela, it's the more you know before we go. And you know those people that are always, we are kind of those people, although we definitely balance it out on occasion. We say what's on our minds, but you know those people that are always positive?
Yeah.
We try to be people. That way.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
No, we try to be those people, but we also try to be, you know, I mean, part of being authentic is not every day is a great day.
Totally.
But I think the important part is that you try to make it a great day and you look for the good as opposed to the bad. I know people that their go-to, their default, because it's easier, is negative.
Yeah, for sure. So,
but let me throw this at you. And if you're one of those people or you love one of those people and you want to try and help them turn it around, how about this? Just thinking positively can help you live longer. Studies have shown that being optimistic is associated with the lower risk of heart disease. And people who score highly on tests of optimism live up to 15% longer than pessimistic people. And I know it feels like we've heard that forever, but this is actual. You know, when they say follow the science, well, there you go.
Yeah. Listen, I believe it 100%.
Do you know what the technical term for the rumbling in your stomach is?
Hungry?
Borborygmus. Borborygmus. When your stomach rumbles, it's borborygmus.
Could you imagine if my stomach started rumbling? I'm like, sorry, guys, I'm suffering from
I'm sorry, what? Merry Christmas? No, what? What did you just say? Borborygmus.
Borborygmus.
You know what? Put it out of your head, though, because people would hate you.
Yeah, they really would. No, I hate me.
You know what that's called? It's called borborygmus. Shut up. Give me a cheeseburger. Well, you know, stop it. Give me some wings right now. You know what it's called? It's called hangry. And yeah. I may murder. Now I'm really going to murder. Yeah, now I'm really going to murder you.
Yeah.
Bob Marley gave a songwriting credit on No Woman, No Cry to a man named Vincent Ford, who ran a soup kitchen in Jamaica. It was his way of making sure that soup kitchen would be funded forever.
Brilliant idea.
Great mixed in the good feeling story of the day with the more you know like that. This is a good place to end. Let's get out of here. Solid start to what's probably going to be a pretty good week. Let's go. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us on social at 985 KLUC. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And also check out the Unlikely Podcast on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast.
And the one and only Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Again, solid start, I think.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Why don't we meet back here tomorrow and do it again? Everybody have an absolutely amazing day. We really do love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.